legitimate.
All right, any other terms?
Forested term.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Mortuary.
Say again?
Mortuary.
Okay. What do you call the box or case that a corpse is put into for burial?
They carry a casket.
Okay. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
Good. What do you call a small, flat, fast-flowing stream of water that comes down off a mountain?
A brook.
Okay. What do you call a larger stream of water that flows through level country?
Lake, rivers.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy countries down around the seacoast?
Meadows.
Right. Well, do they call it a prairie?
A meadow.
What do you call a pair of straps that men sometimes wear over their shoulders to support their crowds?
Suspends.
Okay. And what do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat?
Streaked gravy.
Okay, good. And what do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene. Coal oil.
Good. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? Sometimes they just stay out in the woods. Just turn out in the woods.
That's Pantywood root.
Good. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Appalachian.
Okay. What do you call cheap whiskey that people buy at stores? Did you ever call it rot gut or
rot gut?
Or kill 'em quick, bust head, pop skull?
I reckon so. I hear them call it a mammy slapper.
Say it again?
Mammy slapper.
Okay.
Say it, make you slap your mammy.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine, rum.
Okay. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Wagons, toys,
good,
dogs.
Good. All right. This is had to do with words. Really, they're known as verbs, I guess. That's a fancy name for them. Anyway, for instance, let's take the word sing. You'd say, today I sing, or this morning I sang, or yesterday I sang, or I have sung. You see, the word changes there. Now, I'm going to give you different words, and I'm going to give a sentence each time. Excuse me. And I'm going to put a what in a blank instead of any other way. And I'm going to ask you to use a form of that word in there, the form that you would normally use. Now, let's take the word buy, for instance. B-U-Y, if you go to the store. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what?
Bought.
Okay. And I might answer, yes, I bought the groceries yesterday.
I bought the groceries yesterday.
All right. And if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been what?
Eight.
All right. And I might answer, yes, I bought them.
I ate the apple yesterday.
All right. And if we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you bought your coffee yet?
Have you drank your coffee yet?
All right. And I might answer, yes, I what?
Drunk my coffee yesterday or this morning.
All right.